Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show. And here it is Saturday again, the 11th of July. I just can't believe it's the 11th of July already. It just freaking blows my mind. Time, the older I get, the faster time goes. And I know that's ridiculous, but it's so true. How old are you?
35.
You got to be kidding me. You were 12 the other day. We are father and son, so we can mess around like that. But it is the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. Glad to have you on board with us this morning. Hopefully you're heavily caffeinated. Mine's starting to kick in. This segment of the show is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Tri-County Roofing has been a roofing company since 1971, and they do excellent work. They specialize in low and flat pitch roofs, but they do all types of roofs, even metal roofs. But they will try to talk you into the best roof for you. So get a hold of them and let them be your roof specialist. 810-732-7740. You can go to their website, which is tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. You can link to them very simply right from our website, thegss.com. So keep it as simple as we can and know that our sponsors are good people. So I'm very glad they bring this show to you every single week. Now, Jacob, I want to talk about concealed carry guns now that are super hot sure. on the market, okay? Now, one I've talked about numerous times already just in the past 5 weeks. It's the Ruger LCP Max, and it's the new version, the enhanced version from Magpul. Yes. Yeah. It's got the Magpul enhancements.
We've now, seen photos for a couple weeks, if not months. But
in videos and all kinds of good information about it, but we have not seen any availability. So now we're starting to find out that they are becoming available. I've got websites now that are saying we have them, we're ready to ship. And the price points are great. We're seeing the price points on it. Now, this is a 13-round delayed blowback 380.
Well, it's got LCPs have been out for 20 years.
Yeah, but when they show the recoil on the LCP compared to the LCP Max with the enhancements, the recoils, the grip is so much different. The holding of the gun supports the second shot and the third shot so well that this thing just intrigues me. I can't wait. I'm probably going to rent one and go shoot it and try it out as soon as one's available at Williams. I don't know if I want to jump on board and buy one right off the bat. I don't have a PO for that. But grabbing one, right now I'm seeing them in the low 400s, like four, okay. 429.
How many 419, rounds does
it hold? 13 rounds plus one in the chamber of 380. Which is pretty nice. You know, it's like a Beretta Cheetah, you know?
Yeah, you like the Cheetah. 83s. Yeah. Smaller than a Cheetah and lighter, too.
Yeah, very light. A very light gun.
From Magpul.
Yep. So Magpul doesn't mess around. As good a job as they did on that Ruger.
The RXM.
RXM. Yeah. They've done it with this, and the videos look great. The color's cool. It only comes with one of those magazines, so I imagine the second one will probably be, you know, $3,000. No, but it'll probably be, a $29 mag or something. But, you know, all it takes is competition and the price changes. You know what I mean?
Like, well, yeah, they'll wait for Caltech to come out with something, and then the Shield and 380 will do an upgrade with another thing.
Well, Shield, remember I bought the Shield magazines for my Glock 43X?
I'm talking about M&P the Shield.
Yeah. Well, those, now here's the thing. Glock finally came out with the 15-round magazines for the 43Xs.
I saw them online.
They're $28.99 online. And so what did Shield do? They were $109 for three of them in a three-pack. Now they're down to $79 for a three-pack, which is wonderful. And that comes with the stainless steel the steel button.
And that takes, mag release. 43 and a 43X?
No, it just takes a 43X and a 48. That's what they go into.
Oh, and it takes it from
a 10-round to a 15. Yep. So now, but now they're coming with the mags, and we're going to talk about that in a minute too. So this, seeing this new Ruger come out, the LCP Max, I'm excited. So that's good news for me. I've been wanting to get my hands on one. I'm not a huge 380 guy. There's different times of year when I carry 380 because size-wise of the gun. And like right now, I don't have a lot of ways to conceal a gun because
I like the size of a plain LCP and a plain 42 for the fact they fit in your pocket and they don't look like a handgun in your pocket.
Right. Right.
That is a nice feature.
Well, that 40, that LCP Max,
yeah.
You can put 10 round magazine in it too, and it's much shorter. It's
short, okay.
Yep. So there is an option. There's three magazines that comes with those, a 10, a 12, and a 13. So, so now the 43X, the Glock 43X, the new ones are on the market with the 15 round magazines. Comes with three, okay? 9mm, great size. Basically, it's like, I'd say you can customize it as needed from that point.
Well, I'm pretty sure they make the 43X as MOS optional.
They right? do, they yeah. do. But the base, the yeah, bare base, bones with the 15 round magazines, $460 MSRP. That's not bad at all.
That's not bad.
That's a nice gun for that money. Now, a gun I've talked about a little bit over the past months, maybe the past year, the Rost Martins. Now, Rost Martins makes a Glock clone, okay?
Is it Texas?
Yes. All made in Texas, right? Lifetime guaranteed. Everything I've read, even a lot of people that carry every single day for their lives depend on it. The Rost Martin has become one of their go-tos because they're rock solid. Excellent triggers, excellent actions. They've been around for about 2 years now, and they're getting really, really good reviews. So, I mean, not like the longevity of a Glock 19 review, but, you know, it's probably never going to be the number one selling gun in America. But the Rost Martin RM1S is looking good. Now, they have an option. Listen to this. They have an option, and it's not expensive. It's kind of like your Ruger, your RXM. It is. It comes in a pack with a Viridian sight optic because they are
Viridian laser.
No, Viridian optic on top. The glass optic. Yep.
Okay.
In a pistol pack with four mags, and the MSRP is under $500.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the biggest problem with Rost Martin is. It's not a problem with the gun. It's a problem with distributorship and getting it out there.
And
you're not going to sell a gun if it's not in the store shelves.
And right now,
I've never seen one on a shelf in a store.
They say the only one around here to get to it is on Howell. There's a big gun shop down in Howell on 59.
Okay.
And they're selling them, and that's where everybody's going to get them. So they can't keep them in stock. It's either Howell or Brighton. I think it's Howell.
Oh.
But it's right on 59. So, it must be.
Let's make a trip down there and see it one day.
Yeah, yeah, it could be worth it. Next time we go to Rural King, we'll swing over that way. So that one excites me. I do want to see that one. I'd like to shoot it. I have not seen one at Williams Gun Sight yet. I haven't seen one at Ben's Outdoors or nothing like that either. So,
and that's like I said,
can't sell a gun if you can't get it.
And that's the problem I think right now with those new Kel-Tecs that are stripper clip fed. Nobody has them in stock. You have to order them online.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough, when you're introducing a whole new firearm, whether it be a new platform, a new shape, whatever it is, you've got to get it in the people's hands, especially if it's a carry firearm like the Rost Martin.
Yeah, because if you can't hold it, you can't compare it to what's in the case.
Correct.
Now, it is truly a Glock clone. It's a lot like the Shadows and the Zevs.
And,
you know,
and a lot of people have Glock clones, right? Those SARs. Yeah. Everybody's coming out with something that takes Glock mags with a square, action.
Yep.
So that's it's a tough market to get into. Now, being American made, so is that Shield company that makes the the same thing, lifetime guaranteed and stuff like that. So would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, and when you look at these guns, and these are carry guns. These are guns that you want to carry. Truly, I put the 19X up with the other guns but it's a carry gun too, but it's got those longer magazines. The Rost Martin, I haven't seen it with longer magazines. It is just basically 15 round mags, right. But you can put whatever you want in it. You can put a Glock 33 rounder in if you want to. But that MSRP,
again, for carrying, you would have a 15 and maybe a spare one in your pocket, or something. So
maybe a couple on your belt if you're lucky enough, to be able to support that. So now, I like it. I like the Rost Martins. I can't wait. Now my buddy Joe Dirt, he went down and checked them out down there in Brighton, told me all about it, and he liked them. He goes, you're gonna have to come down here and look at it. If you ever leave the Lapeer area. So here we are. Now, the next gun I want to talk about.
I have to make a trip out to St. Clair and see if Michigan has one, I wonder.
Oh, probably does.
Probably.
Probably does. Now, a gun that is very, very popular right now, and everybody, I hear people asking for it at gun counters all the time, is the Smith & Wesson Performance Center Bodyguard 2.0. These things are truly refined. They feel like when you put one, have you held one?
No.
They are so small for a 380, size-wise, rock solid. They don't feel like plastic gun. You know what I mean? They feel solid. That 2.0 bodyguard in the 380, what a difference over the original ones. Just a huge difference. They're hard to find because they're always sold out. MSRP is right around $500, and they do have a lot of options. But those Performance Center ones, you're getting them race ready. You're getting them, you know, basically fine wine. We'll call them fine wine, okay? They are nice. I know you're not big on Smith & Wesson, the line, the
M&Ps. I just have never had luck with them.
Yeah.
I haven't had a functioning M&P firearm yet.
When we got...
That's my only kicker.
When we first got into it, we did have fun with that V model, whatever it was called.
I don't ever remember that one.
It was the high-end one. When we got to shoot it before you can buy it, we went to back when it first came out. And that was the day we bought our first Smith & Wessons.
What got me was I had issues with my M&P. And they said, oh, you have to buy these accessories to make it work better.
Yeah.
No. I just bought a brand new handgun from you, and the rep tells you,
you've got to buy $130 more parts. Yeah.
I shouldn't have to buy extra parts for your gun to work right.
Well, that's why almost all the Smith & Wessons I've bought in the past 10 years have been Performance Centers.
Well, I don't mind a Smith & Wesson revolver. I've never had a problem with one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never had to take a factory clock and add $150 in parts for it to work.
Yeah.
So.
I get what you're saying. So I guess it's all in what you want to pay for. There's lots of good news out there, lots of good guns. Check them out and do some home research. There's so many YouTube videos on this stuff. There's YouTube videos on everything. You pick a gun, look it up on YouTube. You can watch videos on how good they work. So I wish you luck on that, and we got to go to break. So let's come back and do this again in just a couple minutes, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back with more of the Gunsmith Show.